Internal divisions in the Democratic Unionist Party were laid bare this week when details of an email to party members from the DUP leader Geoffrey Donaldson were made public in the Belfast Telegraph newspaper. In it, Mr. Donaldson hit out at people within his own ranks for briefing against the party. He said doing so damages unionism and the party's electoral prospects. So what does all of this mean for the power-sharing executive and for the capacity of Mr. Donaldson to lead his party back into Stormont? Well, we're joined on the line now from Belfast by political commentator, former Ulster Unionist Party Communications Director Alex Kane. Alex, good afternoon and thank you for joining us. What was Geoffrey Donaldson hoping to achieve with this email to party members criticising people within his own party?
Hello. I think the first thing he was trying to do was oddly enough and ironically enough, because it was an internal message, which he obviously knew was going to be leaked. I think he was letting people outside the party, the Ulster Unionist Party, both the British and Irish governments, the EU, other people who are interested stakeholders in all of this, I think he was letting them know the sheer scale of the internal problem he's having right now. Because I think the general view of Donaldson is that he's pro-devolution. He's been a devolutionist all his life. I think he recognises that in the absence of devolution, Northern Ireland could end up with some form of ersatz direct rule, which would do no favours to unionism. But I think he was also sending a message to his party as well. I think he was saying to me, and this goes back to the time when he used to be the trouble maker. I mean, you go back 20 years ago, and it was Geoffrey Donaldson and people like Arlene Foster who were causing the headaches for David Trimble, both at Westminster and in the House of Lords and in Northern Ireland. And I think Donaldson is saying to his internal opponents, look, there's clearly a division of opinion in this party. There are some of you who just don't want devolution at all, full stop. Even if we've got some resolution on the Windsor framework and so on, there are people who don't want devolution restored. There are people who do want devolution restored. I think he sent them, I'm on the side of the devolutionists, and we are now going to push this at some point. So be prepared. If you still want to brief against me, if you still want to fight, then be assured that I will retaliate. I am taking a side, I am taking a lead. And if this is going to be a problem for you, then you are going to have to rethink your position.
If he is, though, pushing for or are going to push for devolution, he must be aware of the numbers then. Does he believe he has the support?
I think that's what this comes down to, and I was writing about this earlier in the week when the email was first leaked. And again, it goes back, oddly enough, you go back to the precedent set by David Trimble. Trimble's position was always the same. People talk about the big beasts. People say, oh, you know, these people, these enormous big players in the party are against you. They'll cause trouble. Doesn't matter. Every political leader will tell you the same thing. You need your parliamentary team, and in this case, that would be the assembly team as well. Donaldson's got a majority there. You need your party officers. He's got a majority there. You need your party executive. He's got a majority there. It's not an overwhelming majority. There will be some difficult decisions to make. But Donaldson is saying very publicly to people, look, yes, I now have the numbers, and I think this is the best thing that the party should do. Mm-hmm. I think, and that's the problem with all this. When this started, you go back to 2019, October, November, December 2019, when the Northern Ireland Protocol first emerged, and the Democratic Unionist Party, as was all of unionism, was against it. They say, we will find work. They took the legal route. They took the electoral route. They took the political route. They took the gamble route. Every single one of those routes has led them nowhere. And I think Donaldson realised, as do many across unionism now, they realise there's nowhere else to go. They're now down to, if you like, that existential moment. It's no longer a choice between the Windsor framework and something else. This is now a choice between devolution or not devolution. It's that brutally simple.
Yes, and when do you think that moment is going to come? Because we know those talks with the British government are, you know, due to come to a conclusion soon. So do you think Geoffrey Donaldson is ready to take a stand in the coming months?
Yes, I think we may see it coming in the coming weeks, because he has set out the stalls fairly early. I think he knows, and I think even some of his internal opponents know, so you can't continue this. I think it's 18 months, this Wednesday will be 18 months since the Assembly was brought down. They can't go on and on and on. And I know there's some of them who think, oh, you can, we'll wait until the next general election and maybe we'll be kingmakers again. That would just be, you know, that will be epically bonkers strategy to take, because it hasn't worked in the past 4 years. It's not going to work again. I think he wants this over and done with. I think he wants to secure his own position, to secure his leadership, to secure the party back in the assembly. And some of the big beasts won't like it. But you know something? He would only be worried, and I would only be concerned as an observer watching this, if I had the slightest sense that Nigel Dodds or Sammy Wilson or Ian Paisley Jr., who would be the big beasts really at play here, if there was any evidence at all that they were planning a leadership coup, that they were planning to unseat Donaldson and replace him with someone else. I don't get that sense at all.
All right, Alex, good to talk to you. Alex Kane, political commentator in Belfast. Thank you for talking to us. We're back with more after this break.